Modern Age, 1910 to 1945. Introduction to the Modern Age. The early decades of 20th century, especially the period after First World War, is known as the Modern Age. While roots of modernism can be traced back to the late 19th century, most historians agree that high period of modernism or high modernism came only after the First World War. The year 1922 is very significant because it saw the publication of three principal modernist texts. The first one, T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland, second one, James Joyce, Ulysses, and the third one is Virginia Woolf's Jacob's Room. Modernism involved a radical and conscious break with the past, rejection of conventional Victorian morality, and invention of new forms of expression. There are three intellectual precursors of modernism. The first person is Friedrich Nietzsche, second person Karl Marx, third person Sigmund Freud. All these three people are considered as the intellectual precursors of modernism. Literature of the modern age is characterized by widespread experiments and innovations in subject matter, form, plot, style, and character. The social, political, and cultural background of a society influences poets, dramatists, and novelists to a greater extent, so it is imperative to understand the social and historical background of the modern age. Now let's start with that. In the 20th century, several social, economic, scientific, cultural, and political changes took place that shook the foundation of the existing world order. Developments in the field of science and technology, such as electricity, radio, telephone, cinema, and transportation system, followed by rise of industrialization and capitalism, suffragette movement, feminist movement, all these combined to usher in the modern age. These new developments call forth all previous certainties into question. The next one is the old norms and rules about sex, race, art, life, literature gave way to new ones based on liberty and self-realization. That is, people start to love freedom and they start to give importance for the humans as a person, as such, as a person, the importance should be given, not for the only the royals or for God or for only nature. The person's feelings also should be given a priority. Apart from these factors, Freud's theory of psychology, Einstein's theory of relativity, and Henry Bergson's concept of an inner subjective time as opposed to the external public linear time moved the emphasis to mankind. So now humanism got the utmost importance during this period. According to Virginia Woolf, around 1910, not only had human character changed, but all human relations between masters and servants, husbands and wives, parents and children also shifted. However, one cataclysmic event around which the entire modern age centers is First World War. The devastation of First World War is felt in the society. So the Great War really shattered mankind's belief in the possibility of a stable, peaceful, and progressive world. The use of modern warfare in the war, as well as the resultant death and destruction caused by it, revealed a new side to modernity. The war also caused a shift in the nature of power relations and trade patterns. Modernist writers felt betrayed by the war, which gave a hard blow to all the traditional institutions they had hitherto believed in. External world no longer provided any answers or meaning, and hence writers retreated within. The changing world order necessitated creation of new forms of writing in accordance with the complexity of the modern age, thus giving rise to modern literature. A central preoccupation of modernism is with the inner self and consciousness. Experimentation and individualism became virtues, and instead of progress and growth, the modernist sees decay and the growing alienation of the individual. This is the end of the audio lecture. All right, now you have a lot of information to observe, so feel free to replay this audio clip to get thorough with the topics. Stay motivated and have fun learning English literature. This is Akila signing off. Until the next audio lecture, goodbye.